B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings. Hour number three from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Dorchester. Big Jim Murray in for Maz. Tim McCone in our update studio. Day 33 of the Brady Watch. How many days left until the contract expires? NBC Sports Boston, also presented by DraftKings, brings you the simulcast across New England and the country every single day. They have a graphic on this. Let me see it when you have it. How many days left until the contract? I count up. They count down.
Which just makes it so confusing.
I know. We should just stick to one, but I think they have it wrong. I want to count up. Brady Watch Day 33. Contract expires in 41 days. Thank you very much. The latest is this, that Brady's people, if not Tom Brady himself, really want the free agency tour. They want free agency. And I noticed I said free agency and not necessarily they want to go somewhere else, but I feel like they are really keyed up to be LeBron James.
They want to do the song and dance. They want to get wined and dined. They want to be bowled over by offers.
Don't you feel this way?
Yes. Yeah. And can you blame him or his team, I guess, for lack of a better term? Like, yeah. I mean, after two decades, I think he's earned that right. And it'll be pretty interesting because I think, you know, if it's up to Belichick, you're going to get a one-year deal, incentive laden. And why not go out there and there's going to be a market for him, whether that's L.A., Vegas, whatever. And, you know, get that offer from them and then go back and be like, see, I'm worth this. Now let's see if you'll actually counter.
McCone, you have a thought?
Is there a person worse in the world for a free agency pitch than Bill Belichick, by the way? His presentation?
To wine and dine someone? Yeah.
No, oh, my God.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Here's the deal. Take it.
Totally. Yeah. So, Murray, I think there is, though, a delineation between Brady and his team. Because I think his team is horny to get out there. They want it, and they're pushing Brady to do it, and they want the whole thing. They want the Peyton Manning thing, and what it's already started that, you know, every day, daily countdown for Tom Brady. You watch the ESPN shows and the national sports shows. They are treating the Tom Brady free agency like they would these NBA free agents. You know, where's the best landing spot for LeBron? Where's the best landing spot for Kevin Durant? Where's the best place where he could get pieces around him? What pieces would you add with them? Every day, there's a daily, they don't call it the Brady Watch, but it is. That's what that is. And it's already started. And I think they being the Brady camp is happy with that. And they want Tom to go through with the whole thing. Get to market, make trips, take visits, drum it up. And I got that sense even before I read something you sent me on the ESPN paywall. Who wrote that? Was Mike Garofalo or the other guy? Yeah. I always confused with Garofalo.
I forget who it was. It wasn't Garofalo. Let me find it.
Oh, what's his name? Graziano.
Yeah, Dan Graziano.
Graziano. He did a thing. Like, again, this NFL offseason with the quarterbacks is like an NBA offseason. Who's going where and who's going to go with them? And how does it all fit together? So he does a piece like this saying, could Breeze, Brady, and Rivers really change teams? On Tom Brady, he writes this. Brady turns 43 in August, but he's made it clear he's not interested in retiring. So we can get that one out of the way right up front. His contract is set to void, making him a free agent, and his agreement with the Patriots specifies that they cannot use a franchise tag on him. This obviously helps Brady's leverage in talks with the only franchise for which he has ever played. And the sense around the situation is that will matter. Sources say Brady is looking forward to being a free agent and all that comes with it. The pitches from teams and potentially visits from or to teams. And the Patriots are going to have to pitch him. Even though he knows everything there is to know about their program in Foxborough, their culture and what it is on the day-to-day, if he resigns, even though he knows all that, Brady's coming off a season in which the New England offense ranked 23rd in yards per play, 26th in red zone efficiency, and 18th in yards per attempt. He needs to hear from the team how it plans to make the offense better in 2020.
And so I made sure to put that in bold when I sent you this article. I thought that was a whopper. I hadn't heard or read that anywhere else. The Patriots are going to have to pitch him.
Oh, that's so good.
He's been here 20 years. knows the ins and outs of the operations, knows all the nooks and crannies, and he and his team are going to go back to the Patriots and Bill Belichick and say, yeah, what's it like here? What's the future going to hold for Tom Brady in the next few years if I'm to sign with the New England Patriots?
Take some big brass ones.
It's so good.
I'm so rooting for it. Not that we'll be in the room or know it, but oh, make him sweat, Tommy. Do it. Okay, and so now I'm going to give you the delineation is this. His agent, his trainer, his dad, probably his wife, all the people around him, his business managers, all these guys are saying, Tom, stick it to him. Stick it to him. Take the tours, take the offers, play hardball, take it to him. And Brady is saying, okay, yeah, I guess. And at the last, will he do it? Because he's not that guy.
Right.
He's never been that guy.
And that's the thing. So this is the part that I find believable. Okay, so, you know, who's doing the sword rattling here? Is it Alex?
I think it's his team. I think it's all of them.
Yeah, I think it's them. And it's a lot easier for them to act that way. And Brady can get behind that, and you can talk the talk right now. But given his history and how many times he's given in to contract demands and taken less, is he really going to do it? Is he really, after meeting with the L.A. Chargers or the Vegas Raiders or whoever, then going to go back to the Patriots and say, pitch me. What do you got? And I'd love to think that that's him at this point.
I want
to
see it.
But I don't know. His team, yes, I'm sure that they're all like, F them. They're trying to screw you. They think you're washed up. But is Brady really going to act like that at the end of the day? Probably not.
So there really is. It's two separate things. If it's up to his team and he's following the advice of everyone around him.
Stick it to the Patriots.
And the whole thing of you have to pitch me. I mean, talk about the back and forth. It's like, okay, you're going to make me take incentives after all I've done. You know, you put those incentives in front of me the last couple of years. All right. Well, here's what's going to happen this time. I'll come back, but you got to make it worth my while and you've got to convince me. So how's Friday? Because Thursday I've got the Raiders and Wednesday I got the Chargers and Jerry Jones keeps calling me. And so I might be able to fit you in on Friday. So I'll be in Manhattan, you come on down and show me what you got.
And like Tim said, can you imagine being on the other end of that phone? It's Belichick. Like you just
and Bill and so
the steam coming off his head.
He ain't gonna play the game.
No, right.
I'm gonna say I'll get Andy Dalton, go 10-6 and win the division.
Anyway. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater.
Bill ain't gonna play that game. I mean, Robert might go to him on his hands and knees, but Bill ain't gonna play that game, I don't think. And so that whole dynamic is great. Does Brady really want, again, sources say Brady is looking forward to being a free agent and all that comes with it. So like that line is one, like all that comes with it.
And that line also tells you this is going to be a healthy market for him. There's going to be more, I think, you know, three, maybe four teams, including the Patriots, that are going to be pitching him.
So there was a good tweet today as well by Mike Giardi that sort of pointed to the same thing. Ian Rappaport had said that he didn't think that they were going to sign Brady before free agency, that it's probably going to come after free agency, probably for this very reason. And Mike Giardi tweeted right after it or today at some point said, what the Patriots want and what Brady wants. Remember, he demanded the no tags. But what the Patriots want and what Brady wants are at odds, at least when it comes to this part of the equation. That doesn't mean Brady can't change his mind and not get a deal done with New England before or right after the deadline, but this originated with him. So again, it did. He's the one that asked for no tags. He is the one that now is letting this thing, you know, mushroom into what it's become, which is the Brady watch and an NBA-style off-season free agency. And he's letting it happen. He's happy to have it happen. He's teasing us with, you know, cheesy, low-grade Super Bowl commercials even. His team is leaking stuff left, right, and center, I feel. And is aggressive about it. And so he's already gone this. So he's demanded the tag, got the tag, made it through the year. And now here we are in the NFL offseason, and he's playing the game. So can he go all the way and really take the visit to Vegas and really take the visit to L.A. and then really come back and say, Bill, you're going to have to convince me. Come on down. I ain't going there. I can't stand it there. You know that. Gee, we're all in Manhattan. You're going to have to come meet me.
I didn't even consider this.
I mean, like Kevin Durant renting the house in the Hamptons. Yeah. Tom's going to be holed up somewhere because he ain't in Brooklyn anymore. They just moved all his crap out.
Right.
So it's
I got a what? You got to come to Manhattan.
I'm in New York. Actually, I might be in Costa Rica. Could you make it down there? And be sure you bring, you know, your material, because I need to know what your plan is. You know, never mind the money. I mean, we can figure that. But tell me what your plan is. Tell me how.
Would you consider trading for Odell Beckham Jr. or a wide receiver? I'm going to need help. So have your plan. You know, I need to know what your next, the 2-year plan is for the New England Patriots. Come pitch me. I'll be in Manhattan.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, the balls.
Oh, that's so good.
I need it. Oh, please let that happen.
And again, just the way it was phrased by Graziano. Sources say Brady's looking forward to being a free agent and all that comes with it. The pitches from teams and potentially visits from or to teams. And the Patriots are going to have to pitch him. Even though he knows everything there is to know about their program, their culture, and what his day-to-day life will be like if he resigns. Even though he, of all the team, you know, you've been there 20 years. You don't need to, you know, but no.
I expected Belichick to have to come hat in hand.
Tell me how you plan to improve your suck bag team, Bill. Because the Chargers are going to bring me this, and Mark Davis has already said they're going to sign this guy and that guy. What are you going
to
do?
You know, Bill, it seems to be a blind spot with you when it comes to drafting wide receivers. I don't really trust you to draft another one. What are you going to look at in free agency? Are you going to try to trade for someone? What's your plan there? Oh, the balls it would take to do it. So again, okay, I'm with you. The team, you know they want this, but will Tom see this through? I don't know.
Oh, Tom's got to do it. Nut up, Tommy. Give us this, at least. So your thoughts, and there is our friend Colin Coward, continues to obsess over Brady to the Cowboys. It's like a thing. It's just my guy Colin, just he can't quit this idea. You'll hear more from that. We'll take your calls on it as well right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
It's just a drop we play all the time because we're big fans of Colin Coward, his delivery, and his takes. They're fun.
Said that in 2016.
He said this 4 flipping years ago.
It's great.
And we just pound it. Well, 3.5, 4 years later, he's still at it.
Yeah. He can't let this one go.
He still likes Brady to Dallas. And again, I hope he's right. That'd be a sexy spot, too.
They still haven't done anything with Dak Prescott.
Belichick lined up with Robert Kraft. He didn't line up behind Tom Brady.
So this is all old stuff, but again, he's still on the Brady to Dallas.
Belichick was not supporting Brady.
So yesterday, I'm driving in, I was listening, and he went on this thing. And I couldn't hear it on the radio, but on a simulcast, he did it. He, which like we do and a lot of people do, we superimpose Brady's face in different uniforms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said, how does it look? And that's going to be a determining factor, how it looks. And of course, when Colin starts on one of his monologues, you feel like passing the pipe. Yeah. It's a little.
I think he's got some of the great whacked out monologues in all of sports radio. Like he just. Now you got to picture this, man. Yeah, it wouldn't work because it's Starbucks number 12. But let's just put Brady's head on a Cowboys uniform. How cool!
Like so, that's what he did. He passed the bong today or yesterday and came up with this. This is about 2-3 minutes long. We'll stop it and start it. But here was his spiel yesterday.
There's a reason we don't eat blue food. You've never eaten blue food.
Stop.
That's oh wow.
That's how
great.
He starts.
Yeah.
There's a reason, McBone. You don't eat blue food.
I'm in.
Blue raspberry stuff is amazing.
I'd eat blue food. I'll eat whatever color. I'm not, well, just work with them here. There's a reason you don't eat blue food.
There's a reason we don't eat blue food. You've never eaten blue food. Because we eat with our eyes before we eat with our mouths. Food has to look right for us to eat it. There's a reason companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year on appearance and logos. They call it feng shui in the restaurant industry.
Feng shui. This is, if you didn't know, this is about Tom Brady and free agency. What is feng shui? You must be in it. You're a foodie.
No, that's I think it's a way that it's something about how you decorate your home.
I thought too.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google this. But anyway.
I don't know if he's actually saying it correctly either. I thought it was feng shui.
Blue food and the way restaurants are decorated with feng shui or whatever. This somehow relates to Brady and free agency. Continue.
There's a reason companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year on appearance and logos. They call it feng shui in the restaurant industry. When you walk into a restaurant, do you feel part of the restaurant? I had an Italian meal last night in a restaurant where they spent a lot of money to make it look Italian, and it did enhance the evening. Huh. It matters. Derek Jeter was perfect in a Yankee uniform. If you put Derek Jeter in a Oakland A's uniform, he can still hit a career 304. But he doesn't look the same.
Okay, so well, again, now he's starting to get to it.
Yeah.
Now he's starting to get to it. Go ahead, Jimmy. Sorry.
Troy Aikman, handsome, big, dynamic, put on a Jags uniform. Honestly, he looks like Nick Foles. Part of his imagery, part of his dynamic appearance is playing for the Cowboys. Tom Brady is a free agent. He can go anywhere. And he's a bit trapped because New England doesn't draft receivers well and they don't spend money on him. And Tom wants help. There have been rumors about the Raiders. Put Tom in a Raiders uniform. Apologize to our radio audience. It doesn't look right.
Oh.
He's the most corporate NFL brand. They're the Rebels.
So let me just stop. So he puts Brady in a Raiders uniform over shoulder. And it looks really good.
It looks great. Oh. I mean, this has been on social media for weeks now, whether it's the road uniform or the home uniform that's the black with the silver lettering and the note. It looks awesome.
Oh, Brady.
That's half the reason I'm rooting for
it. So in terms of feng shui, which I don't think is what, but in terms of the visual, Brady.
The aesthetic of it, yeah.
The aesthetic of Brady in that Raider uniform. Oh, that works.
Oh, I think it's the balls.
Oh, it works. It does. The back of the jersey, Brady 12 in the silver and black. Sorry. That does work. That works. Feng shui, by the way.
It's home decorating in some way, right?
It's a traditional practice originating from ancient China, which claims to use energy forces to harmonize individuals with their surrounding environment. I don't know. Am I misspelling this?
No, that's it. That's it.
The term feng shui literally translates to wind, water in English. This is a cultural shorthand taken from the passage from the now law. But this is Colin. This is the beauty of Colin. Howard, continue.
Put Tom in a Raiders uniform, apologize to our radio audience. It doesn't look right. He's the most corporate NFL brand. They're the Rebels. It doesn't look right. The Titans are a franchise that never wins the big game. Tom almost always wins them. That doesn't look right. The Miami Dolphins, I've heard Giselle wants to live in Miami. You've got to be kidding me. This is awful. But if Dak continues to ask for top-of-the-market money, just look at Brady in a Cowboy uniform. For an owner in Jerry Jones, oh my God, that is the number one merchandise seller in the league. That is A-Rod to the Yankees times 10 and LeBron to the Lakers times 5.
So just stop. He's right about that. Brady looks right in a Dallas uniform.
Yeah.
Okay?
That makes me hot.
he's getting a little heated there.
Yeah.
It is. It does look that good. And to a talk show host, to a national talk show host especially, Brady to the Dallas Cowboys is, talk about feng shui. It's like pants off. I mean, that's as big as it gets. And that's A-Rod to the Yankees when that mattered and LeBron to the Lakers. That's what that is. And it does look right. Continue.
It looks right. You don't think looks matter? Jerry's got an art gallery in his stadium. Margarita bars. The stadium's about appearances. I'm just saying, if Dak is asking for the money he's asking for, and Adam Schefter's saying they're going to franchise tag him, hey, franchise tagging's not cheap either. You could do worse. Right now, Tom, in my opinion, is a better quarterback. Do you understand the merch this would create?
Okay. It would.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
4 years later, he's still right. On it, and he's still doing it. Just real quick to pick up on his theme. I agree, and this is a big part of my thing, too. I just can't envision him putting on a Tennessee Titan helmet or a Miami Dolphin uniform, especially the new one. If they went back to the old ones, you might be able to convince me.
Yeah, both of those would look, just again, aesthetically speaking, cheesy.
It's just Tom Brady. It doesn't work. Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay Buccaneer uniform? No. Nope.
Like, even though he was washed up at the end, but like Jordan in that Wizards uniform. It looks stupid.
Nope. I don't see him in a Colt helmet. I don't. I don't see him in an Indianapolis Colt helmet. I don't. I just can't see it. He looks right in the Cowboys uniform. He'd be amazing. He'd be freaking hot in that Raiders uniform. I'll get heated here for a second. That would be hot. Brady in that Raiders silver and black is hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. It's hot. Yeah. McBone. Where else would it look just right? Where would it look just right?
I mean,
Giants? No.
No.
Better. Would he look? How do you look in a Chicago Bear helmet? Okay, so I'm sorry, and I left it out. The L.A. Charger uniform.
Yeah, so, I mean, especially the powder blue.
It's a beautiful
Charger.
Uniform.
It's a great uniform.
Beautiful uniform.
I even like the all-white getup that they have on the
Lovely.
Roads. Yeah.
Every iteration of the San Diego Chargers uniform ever has been great. I've loved them all.
And I know that's always been an also-ran franchise, but I do think that they have a nice uniform. I think that's a good fit. But if you're talking big, you know, big market heritage teams, Dallas Raiders, it works.
Where does it look right? You know, where does it make sense? So, and it's really what that is, it's about the brand.
Yeah.
You know, where does Brady, the brand of the Washington Redskins has been so devalued and so, you know, we've talked about this during the year, right? Like what they used to be, but that was not too long ago, one of the powerhouse iconic brands in pro sports.
Yeah.
Does he look right in the Raiders helmet? In the Redskins helmet? So on NBC Sports Boston, we have him in the Charger helmet. So we all do this, but I think it's fun to do. Like, can you envision that?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I can envision Brady in the Chargers gear before I envision him in the Buccaneers gear or the Titans gear. And again, I'm just talking about purely the aesthetic of the uniform, and I guess the brand is part of it too.
I just want the pitch from Jerry. Let's
sell, Tom, I don't want to jack with you. Let's sell us a lot of them uniforms. I can't give you Starbucks number 12. You want to come here to Dallas, you can have an oil field, TV-12 facility, and all the whores and Johnny Blue you can handle. Even have my art gallery. I got Basquiat's, Warhol's, and paintings of naked whores.
It was so good. Oh, but I forgot about the Staubach. Now, see, Staubach ain't coming down.
No.
Brian, whatever.
Greasy.
What's the old man's name? Bob Greasy.
That's an easier sell.
If I'm in Miami, I am saying to Bob, take that, give us a uniform back. If I'm in Dallas, can I do that with Roger, the Dodger Staubach?
I'll make a deal with you. I'll have Roger killed so that you can take his number 12. Sure, he's a Cowboys legend and a legend here in Texas. But to get you on my team, I will have Roger Staubach killed. And I'll give you all the whores you want.
He would work in Dallas. Good team, new coach.
Find it curious they haven't got this deal done with Dak yet. You haven't really heard all that much other than the occasional rumor.
Okay, so.
Still a landing spot for
Tom Brady in free agency. Isn't it fun?
Oh, I think it's great.
Isn't it fun? Don't cave, Tommy. Keep it going. Your thoughts, I promise, to your calls after McBone's update here. You'll find out exactly what the Celtics did at the trade deadline today, which, let me give you a clue. It begins with a P, standing for pork you.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
All right, calls on everything. Brady's future, the free agent tour, the Celtics at the deadline who did nothing. It frustrated us. The Bruins at the deadline who probably will do something and should do something. All of it on the board with you. And we'll go right to it. Here's Zach in the car. He joins us next. Felger and Maz. Murray in for Maz. Go ahead, Zach.
Hi. Brady's always said it's all about winning.
But now he's saying he wants the money. He can't have both things if he wants to stay in New England. But if he's to go elsewhere, is it all about the money and not the winning? Or does he want both? Because some of the teams you guys were just talking about, they're not going to be in contention next year. So what does he want?
Zach, he'll never admit to it, but winning is not the most important thing.
Not at this point.
And notice what I say, not the most important thing. It's still important. He wants to win, and he's going to go to a team that will give him a chance to win. But would he prioritize that over contract, his brand, a good spot for he and his family, and his post-playing future? Like, I think all those things are as important, if not important, more important. If it's just about winning, he does stay here.
Yeah, and I think the brand is the most important thing to him at this point in his life and career. I mean, the winning is obviously, yeah, it's still important. He's not going to go to one of the dregs of the league just because they offer him the most money. But, you know, does he go to – it's a big market, a place where he can expand TB12. Who's going to give him years, plural? You know, that I think is the most important thing.
He wants it all. He wants it all. But that means more than just winning. More than just winning, and things other than winning are going to be important to him this time around. And that wasn't always the case. Celtics do nothing today. Isaiah in Boston, how do you feel about that?
I'm very upset about it. You guys say Danny don't believe in the team. I think he believes in the team too much because he didn't do anything at the deadline. I thought we needed like bench scoring more than we needed a center, but obviously he didn't make a move and grab any bench scoring for us.
So, Isaiah, he doesn't believe in the team. If they try and spin the other thing, because you can spin it the other way by saying,
sure,
we liked our group so much, we didn't want to peel anything off of it, okay? And teams do this, and they say, we don't believe in the team. What do you mean? We believe in them so much that we didn't want to lose a single person.
And a lot of it will be like that annoying Al Horford narrative of, you guys just don't understand his game. You don't see it. You don't understand that Brad Wanamaker, how good of a sixth man and a bench scorer he can really be. You just don't see the intricacies in his game. That you're the one that's wrong.
So if they try and peddle that,
you know that's coming.
What a pile of crap that's going to be. When you've got Semi Ojeleye and Grant Williams and Brad Wanamaker and Javonte Green and Carson Edwards getting minutes on this team. And I'm not telling you that they're not, you know, like Grant Williams has some promise there. Like I see it too. But you have a chance to go to the NBA Finals and improve your team. And you don't do one single thing.
And we'll know it's a crock and a bunch of spin if we start getting it from the guy behind the glass.
Don't.
Once Jimmy starts giving us the plus minus and advanced statistics. All right. You guys don't really see it. And all of a sudden, who's sitting on the floor again?
Don't tell me that he believed in the team too much. It's just the opposite. Bobby in Arlington on the Bruins. Go ahead, Bobby.
They'll win the title.
Yeah, quickly on McAvoy. He gets no power play time, so he's going to lose a little bit of productivity that he should have there.
He plays with Chara, and they're still always out on the ice against the opposing best line, so he's being used in a defensive posture, Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't really, like, obviously one goal at this point is not great, but I don't find it to be a huge issue. But on the deadline, I think they got to go all in for Kreider. I think he gives you some flexibility to play on either side with Krejci. And then you could bump DeBrusk down to play with Coyle with Bjork, and then you have three really functioning lines offensively going into the playoffs.
So he's the best piece, but I'm not all in for Chris Kreider. I'm not. So that means all in means a first, a player, and a prospect. So that means a first-round pick, call it Heinen or Bjork, and a good player coming up. It's too much.
Something like that.
I'm not chasing that.
That seems high.
I'm not chasing that. And I don't think you need to. And I think I love what they did last year. I love that level of move where they were looking for second and third line pieces, and Coyle and Johansson worked well, and they didn't give up much. They nailed Ryan Donato for Charlie Coyle. I think they killed that. Great analysis by them. And they're not giving up too much, and so I'm fine with that. That's all I'm looking for. Now, if they held off giving the first-round pick, I'd be annoyed. Like, again, this might be your last real chance to win the cup in a while. Give up the first-round pick. But to pick a prospect and a player, that's just too much. It's what you know, a lot of these deadline guys, the top deadline guys, that's what they get. And it's too much. Bob in Plymouth on Brady. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, guys. I've been listening to this for a long time now. I'm a season ticket holder since 1970. I love Tom Brady, what he did for us. I was on the team. I was a season ticket holder when they were 2-15. But please, he should have retired after the Super Bowl. This year, we won the first 8 games. Felger, if you were the quarterback, we would have won the first eight games. The last nine games, 4-5. If you have eyes in your head, we don't need Tom Brady. I'm a Patriots fan. See you later, Tom. I'll take my chances with Jared Stidham. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Bob, jeez, strong take. Harsh assessment. Bringing the heat right there.
5-4 in the last nine, by the way.
Either way, yeah. A middler over the second half of the season. I don't think it was Brady's fault. I'm ready to turn the page myself from where I sit. Not a season ticket holder, not a quote-unquote fan.
I really want it just for the curiosity factor more than anything else. I mean, again, I've been Brady over team, but I don't want it. If it's going to be like this year and they're 12-4 and it feels hollow and Brady's miserable after wins, let's see what it looks like with Bill with another quarterback. And if you can try to win with another quarterback, which I know you feel confident about. And I want to see Brady with another team. I want to see him re-energized. I'd like to see him still play at his best for the last couple of years he's going to be in the league.
So as a fan, that's what I want. As a talk show host, that's what I want. I want to see Brady try and win with another team and Belichick try and win with another quarterback. I'd love to see it. I think they both can do it, by the way. So I want that. But furthermore, if I am a fan, I'm looking at the way Murray is, which is the last 2 years, the offense has been in a decline. It's been the arrows pointed down. And I'm not blaming Brady for that. I mean, he's part of it. And the whole part of it is Bill can't pick the receivers. Tom doesn't trust the receivers. They can't get on the same page. They don't improve it. If it's not Edelman or Gronkowski, what does he really trust? What's really working? And that's sort of been the whole arc of this offense. And so is that going to change? I don't know if it is. McBone, you put in our email chain that you need Tom Brady. What do you mean you need Tom Brady?
I'm the spoiled millennial you guys have been talking about. All I have known is Belichick and Brady and going to the AFC Championship and winning Super Bowls. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's still good. Surround him with weapons and load up. I don't know why you want this run to end right now when clearly Brady still has something left in the tank. Surround him with actual talent.
One, I don't think the run ends. Because I think Belichick's still here, and I still think he beats the pants out of everyone in the league.
Everyone says that, right? Look what he did with Matt Castle. They went 11-5. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs.
McBone. 11-5 was a great record with Matt Castle.
Right. And it's not a Super Bowl winning season. Right now you have a quarterback that you can win Super Bowls with.
Millennial. You are a spoiled millennial. Not every year ends in a Super Bowl, McBone.
It does here.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It did, but it's not going to. It's just no matter who your quarterback is, it's just that isn't life. Okay? And how old are you?
28, but here's the thing.
Hold on. Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. So wait a minute. You don't even remember the Pete Carroll years. You weren't even a viable human during the Pete Carroll or the Bill Parcells or Pete Carroll years, which were just fine. You didn't win anything, but, again, you probably look back at that and go, they sucked. So you have no idea.
2009 was brutal.
Tim, 2009 God. Can you imagine the horror of 10-6 winning the division and going to the playoffs?
2009 did suck, though.
Oh, my God. You are in for a rude awakening, pal.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He still has something left. And ultimately, it's not going to mean as much when it's not Brady and Belichick together winning Super Bowls.
It's not?
From a fan's perspective.
Oh my God, I disagree there.
You are so warped.
The seventh is going to mean way more than what a championship with Belichick and Andy Dalton, which, by the way, will not happen.
So wrong. Oh, my God. It's so much
totally
better the
disagree.
Other way. Oh, you poor kid. You poor, poor millennials. You have no idea. None. Oh, I shudder for the future. I feel for you when you feel what life as an actual sports fan actually is, and not what we've experienced over the last two decades. McBone, start to envision it.
A wilted McBone.
Brady in black and silver.
I can't.
That McBone, you may ball gag me and whip me in the tush, because that is hot.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Do you like, love, or hate Brady with the Raiders and their new digs?
I hate it personally. It doesn't work for me. I don't necessarily dislike what he and Mike Mayock are doing, but I think it needs a lot more than people realize at times. And I just don't think that's the situation that the 42-year-old Tom Brady needs to be walking in. If Tom Brady is going to leave the New England Patriots, he needs to leave for an organization, a franchise, a team that says we have everything else but this. And you are that missing piece. It can't be, well, we've got a multitude of pieces that are missing, but you're going to do so much to help us. Nah, that is not the situation that he belongs in. I don't think the Las Vegas Raiders are the team that he should be thinking about. I don't like it at all.
Oh, posh Stephen A. Looks hot in that Raiders uniform.
And look, I know that franchise isn't what it was in the even the 90s. But to me, they're still one of the marquee franchises in the NFL. I know they've been a laughingstock for a while, and they, what, made that Super Bowl in 02 and got waxed in it. But still, like, well, so they're Raiders. They're still...
They're definitely not one of the marquee franchises. They, you know, their operating budgets are tiny. Their scouting staffs are tiny. They cheap out on staff. They cheap out on travel.
You don't think, though, just in terms of notoriety?
No, but I'm just trying to tell you. In terms of the imaging of their brand, yes, I still think fans still, because the colors are so iconic and the logoing is so iconic and their history is so iconic, people do still think of them, Murray, as the Raiders. But it's not a good organization. It's not a well-run organization. It hasn't been for a long, long time. Yeah. It really isn't. But the branding of the Raiders, I agree with you, is a national franchise. And hell, when Brady first got here, this place wasn't really a marquee franchise.
Right.
It gotten better, but they were still playing in that horrible stadium when Brady was drafted. They were still a second-tier, third-tier NFL franchise, even after Parcells, even with Pete. They weren't quite the laughing stock, but they were Second City TV with a lousy stadium, and then Brady came here and it all changed. So, I mean, I don't know if Brady would want to do that again at 42, but he has been there before.
And in a brand-new stadium that's going to be state-of-the-art in a brand-new city, yeah, maybe that's part of the appeal, I would think. That sounds like short-sighted to me from Stephen A. Smith, of all people.
What also Stephen A. is leaving out is that, well, as Tom Curran wrote the other day, and as I think the Brady camp is putting out there, that, well, the team he's going to might not even be assembled yet. The Raiders have $50 million in cap room. The Colts have $80 million in cap room. The Buccaneers have $90 million in cap room. People follow Tom Brady. It's like this NBA free agency. It's Brady and we add this, this, and this, and you build your super team.
Yeah.
And if we're doing the Kevin Durant tours and the Kevin Durant pitches, John Gruden in the room versus what he can pitch versus, like you said, Bill Belichick, that scares me. As a guy that won't be able to go outside for 2 weeks if Brady leaves the Patriots, that terrifies me.
Oh, I love this again. Dan Graziano on ESPN Plus. Sources say Brady is looking forward to being a free agent and all that comes with it. The pitches from teams and potentially visits from or to teams. And even the Patriots are going to have to pitch him. Oh, that's so good.
That's the part that I hadn't read or heard anywhere else. That's so juicy.
Yeah, Bill, I'm still considering you guys. But again, I got the Raiders on Thursday. The Chargers are coming out on Wednesday. How's Friday for you? How's Friday? I'm going to be in Manhattan for a couple hours. If you can get down here and, you know, bring your PowerPoint and show me your presentation, I'll give it a listen.
Here's my window.
And then we're going to Costa Rica, so you can join us there if you want. I'm not coming to New England. You can, you know, everyone's coming to see me, so you can come on down, and I'll host you there for a couple hours if Friday works. If not, it may not be till next week, so you let me know. And then when he gets there, it's like, all right, Bill, what are you going to do? You know, how are you going to improve your suck-ass team? Because, you know, Gruden's going to go sign this guy, and Jerry Jones told me he's going to go sign him. And the folks down in Tampa are going to do this, that, and the other. What are you going to do?
Can you tell me, Bill, are you going to keep hiring your friends? I'm not too hot on that. And Dante Scarnecchia has left. I always liked him. I could trust him with the offensive line. What are you going to do to fix the offensive line? Who's going to work with the offensive line? Oh, you don't know? Oh, I'll have to get back to you then. I'll let you know. I'll let you know how me and the team are feeling.
So we're talking about that. We're talking about Bruins starting to get their trade deadline going because I think they will do something, unlike your gutless Boston Celtics. Sorry. I thought what they did today was gutless. Or it's smart. And how it would be smart is this, that they don't believe in the team. Danny and Wick don't believe this is a championship contending year. Do not believe they can really go to the finals and really make it interesting. Because if you feel your team, no matter what you do, can't win a championship or really challenge in the finals, why throw anything after anything? Because it's not going to matter. That's what Maz has been telling us for days and weeks. So I think, unfortunately for us, Ainge and Wick agree. They don't believe in this team. They don't believe it's a championship caliber team. They don't believe that they can seriously contend. And so why...
They've turned into mass.
Why make any little move? Because it's not going to make a difference. And they might be right. I'm not telling you they're wrong. And maybe that's smart. I think it's preposterous, the amount of draft picks they've made over the last couple of years. And the fact that they have three next year. They have three first-round picks next year, folks. Their own, Milwaukee's, and Memphis's. If the season ended today and the ping pong balls went the way they're supposed to go, that means you're drafting 17, 26, and 30. And they can't market those. They can't use one of those to improve a not very deep team, a team that lacks big guys. And there were players that moved all over the league today and teams that improved all over the league. And they didn't. And the teams that go like that, tell me, unless you're the ultimate, you know, favorite, like you're really all set, you're Golden State the last couple of years. Those teams don't believe in, they just think it's a waste to add anything. And unfortunately, that's what I think Danny Ainge said today, that he doesn't believe in this team as a championship team or a team that can go deep. Otherwise, he would have added something and tried to improve the team. And so
he's so wrong, though. He's so wrong. They have four all-stars, and Milwaukee's vulnerable, and Milwaukee also didn't do anything. They have a chance at the NBA Finals. If the ball bounces right or there's an injury, they can win their 18th championship. And all they needed was a veteran player. That's all they needed to do, and they chose not to.
So I don't
think frustrating.
I don't think a championship's on the table, but
a deep run.
But
getting out of the East.
I think going to the finals is on the table. I think Milwaukee is vulnerable. I think Milwaukee is catchable in a series. You're not going to catch them during the regular season. But in seven games, I've seen them wilt. I've seen them not be able to close. And I think they're in the same place. And I think you could do it. And Danny Ainge didn't want to get them any closer to that, which is disappointing because even if you lose the NBA Finals, I don't know, Celtics fans, you want to go to the NBA Finals?
I do.
I think there's value in it. I think there's value in it. You take another step in your progression. You show that you're the next team in the league. Maybe you become a destination for teams that think you're knocking at the door, truly knocking at the door, all those things. There's value in going to the finals. And one or two moves today could have helped, but they punted.
I've always wanted to go to Los Angeles.
And I think that what's even more frustrating is that Miami helped themselves today. Jay Crowder and Iguodala go to Miami. And now they've got a bunch of good defensive wings that can match up with you. And Brown, Tatum, Hayward, and all your wings. Now we're going up against Jimmy Butler, Iguodala, Crowder. And I know those guys aren't starting their bench pieces, but, I mean, defensively, if Iguodala...
You know, they added their very well-coached team, and if you happen to slip and they go ahead of you in the standings, you'll have to go there, and I don't know.
You better finish ahead of them in the standings.
That's going to be a tough series.
Now,
Miami is also long playing this.
Meaning?
They're saving up cap space to go after Giannis.
Okay, so there's a whole other thing. Miami has $50 million in cap space next year. So this is another thing. The window may not be wide open this year, but it's more open than it's going to be because Durant's back next year. And who knows what Miami's got cooking. You know, the real Don, Riley there, has got a place where players want to go, and he's managed it. He's got all that cap space. They're going to get somebody. So maybe the landscape won't look so open as it does right now. And so you had a chance just to make a improvement, minor improvement. Just show yourselves, your players, us, that you believe in the team and you think with a little extra, you can go with a little extra farther, and maybe that means you're in the finals and you didn't want to do it because you don't believe in the because Danny doesn't believe in the team. So that's our Celtics thought of the day. Your calls,
I believe in you, Celtics.
Your calls on all of it. And the irony is I do believe in them. I do think they're capable of going to the finals and making it real interesting. Anyway, those are the resets on all of our topics today. Write your calls, I promise, after McCone's 90-second update. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.